The single mothers are alone and confused. The lost children of an unknown fate keep on surviving.
Very, very extremely talented local and used to be more local musicians. I started with Abby Barrett, and then I went into some Sarah Levesque and then Julie Rhodes. So Abby Barrett, that was Get Up and Go from That Shame is the name of the recording. Sarah Levesque, Crosswinds from Crooked With Me, and Julie Rhodes, Faith from Bound to Meet the Devil. These are all musicians who are playing around locally often enough that you can go out and hear them. I am a bit remiss in that I don't have Sarah Levesque's email in front of me letting me know their upcoming gigs. So while I am playing this next set, I will look that up and circle back and let you know. Julie Rhodes was just recently at Lizard Lounge. It's such a beautiful, beautiful space to hear music, and what an incredible presence. And Julie really is a fantastic, talented musician and also such a great collaborator with others who are on stage and sharing the stage with young musicians and letting everybody know exactly who is in the band with her. And then she has this extra special talent of tie-dye. So during COVID, Julie rolled up her sleeves or maybe she rolled down her sleeves and learned how to tie-dye. And so if you go to Julie's merch table, you will see tie-dye shirts there. Oh my goodness, it is 12 o'clock already. I hope that you are enjoying this show. I'm going to remind you that this is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm hosting this week. I share this DJ spot with Sue and with Jane. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. We're located in Medford on the Tufts campus, and we are Freeform Radio, and Freeform we are. So I am going to continue on with this show, and I hope that you enjoyed. I'm playing. I will be bringing Jennifer Teft back on mic shortly.
Coming up next is a killer song. If you like what you hear, please come to The Burn on Saturday, September 7th to hear more.
Okay, so what you just heard was the song Caffeine by Jennifer Tuft and the Strange. And Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about this song and your band?
Sure. So the band is me, obviously, and then my longtime guitar player, John Perla, who has been with me since day one. And then our new bass player is Sharky, Stephen Betcha, but we call him Sharky, and Chris Georginas on drums.
So fantastic lineup. Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you all have this song Caffeine, and I believe you have some plans for this song.
Yeah. So this was the first song we actually wrote as a band with the new, new lineup. A lot of the stuff on the album was stuff that I had written that we arranged, I had written it previously, but this was just a really special song for all of us. It kind of happened organically and super fast. And it was the first single that we released and it did really well, but we have a video coming out. I'm not sure the date yet, later this fall or early winter, working with a producer I worked with before, who worked on my Better Days video. And it's basically him, and he works with a bunch of these incredible dancers who I just can't stop watching. And they do a whole plot line and interpretation of the song, and I kind of leave it up to them, and I love to see what their ideas are. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with. They're shooting it this week over in Norway, actually. So I can't wait to see what they come up with.
So that just kind of blows my mind. It's being shot in Norway. Mm-hmm. There's going to be dance choreography and video. That's really such an amazing approach and really love for this song. You're treating it very well.
Thank you. We've had a lot of fun with this song.
Yeah. And then how do you mind, like, what was the inspiration for this song? Because Caffeine is my personal favorite drug of choice.
I know, it's funny, if you listen to the lyrics, it has absolutely nothing to do with caffeine. And by the way, I live on everything caffeinated, so I can feel you on that one. But it was a working title for the song, and it just had such good energy and drive to it. And, you know, it came off of a cool guitar lick and a bass groove. And I originally named it that as a working title, and it just kind of stuck. And we didn't feel like we should change the name because it encapsulated sort of the feel of the song.
It fit. And I do appreciate the irony that the song is titled Caffeine and yet isn't really about caffeine yet. I don't know. Those of us who caffeinate embrace it. So thank you so much. And of course, I am going to have you come back once more because we have more to talk about. But thank you so much for introducing your band, who, of course, will all be at the Burren on September 7th. So we could all see you and hear you live.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming into my personal backyard. But there are a lot of people that live in Somerville, so it's a lot of people's backyard.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we expect to see you all there.
Yes. Front and center. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's pack the house. Okay. So let's listen to some more music, and I will have you come back on to talk about specifically your video that is going to be released a little bit sooner than Caffeine and your upcoming show.
Great, thanks.
Way back on the mountain in a deeply forest hill, where me and my true love, we said I do. But nothing lasts forever in today's world, though it seems, when there's so much evil. When there's a witch that's on your back, makes it feel like the night will attack. You've got a witch that's on your back. Now I feel like a heart attack. Oh, a heart attack. Oh, waits for you. Fair Rosemary, she waits for you. I'm alive. I went back in the mountain. I went up on the hillside. I went to Rosemary's where I'm killing both of you. So I made me a garden. I dug it in the morning. Underneath that flower bush, Rosemary waits for you. Well, Rosemary waits for you. I killed that witch.
Too late. Looking down,
midnight moon, downtown life and all the tourists taking in the sights. Sidewalks all glistening from the rain.
Let's take it. Is now 12:30, and wow, the time just passes so quickly sitting here in the DJ chair, and I get so lost in the music. It's a joy to put these sets together. I hope that you all are enjoying the music. So I will take a step back in the way way back machine, and I played Caffeine by Jennifer Teft and the Strange, and again that is from Strange Beginnings. Once again, Jennifer Teft and the Strange will be at the Burren along with Little Billy Lost. That is on September 7th. It is a 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. show, and it is just going to be a blast. So after that, and thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your thoughts once again, because it really is lovely to hear perspective from the actual musician who creates these beautiful songs that we listen to. After that, I highlighted some other musicians who will be playing locally in the near future: Sierra Farrell, Casey Musgraves, Marika Hackman, And so why don't I tell you what I played and then let you know where you can hear these musicians and experience their music live. Sierra Farrell, that was Rosemary from the recording Sierra Farrell. Casey Musgraves, Apologize, that is an acoustic song from Acoustic Remixed. Marika Hackman, The Lonely House, just such a beautiful instrumental. And that is from a release called Big Sigh. Casey Musgraves, back to Casey Musgraves, See You Again, and back to Sierra Farrell, No More From You. And so why don't I go over to my list here and I can let you know where to hear these musicians. So on September 6th, Casey Musgraves will be at the TD Garden along with Father John Misty and Nickel Creek. That is the same lineup for September 7th. Both of those are 7:30 shows. On September 7th, you can hear Marika Hackman with Art School Girlfriend at the Sinclair in Cambridge. That is an 8:30 p.m. show, Harvard Square. And then Sierra Farrell will be at Roadrunner in Boston on September 13th. So just amazing to have the opportunity to hear so many of these musicians live and have them either live locally enough to play locally or to come into town. Speaking of local musicians playing locally, we have quite the lineup coming up on September 13th. And September 13th, by the way, folks, it is a Friday the 13th. So that is the night to go out. And so I am going to be playing the musicians from this lineup as well. And I am a little bit flummoxed because I seem to have lost a song here, but it's okay. I found it because I'm going to start with Girl with a Hawk. Here we go.
Thank you. a little lift in my step today. A little glint in my eye. I just discovered something amazing. Just received a brilliant reply. I pieced it all together, which means your little secret is out, it's out. They glow inside of us, we fan the flames. There's a little shortness of breath today. Glistening tear in my eye. I just discovered something atrocious. Received a blatant dangerous threat, which means my giant secret is out, which means I'm not safe, I'm not safe. They glow inside of us, we fan the flames, the embers burn bright until we're ash. Irresistible for the Machiavellian fan to create the ultimate modification. Some secrets are best untold.
Our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Answers last.
apologies to Ruby Grove. I'm going to talk over the last 30 seconds of this beautiful, fantastic song. The musicians that I just played, Girl with a Hawk, American Ocelot, Happy Little Clouds, Ruby Grove, will all be at The Jungle on September 13th, and hopefully you will too. What did I play? I played Girl with a Hawk, It's the Way, American Ocelot, Secret, Happy Little Clouds, I Don't Suppose, and Ruby Grove, Maybe It's Time. It's getting time. I'm going to put on Pat Benatar, bring Jen Teft back on mic, and then end with a Jennifer Teft and the Strange song. Please stay tuned for Brian Young. Well, what you just heard was an inspiration of Jennifer Teft, Fire and Ice by Pat Benatar. And hi, Jen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's been lovely having you hang out here during this show and answering all of my questions, answering questions for all of us. So I wanted to ask you, you have a show coming up at the Burren. You have a video that is going to be released. And maybe we should start with the video. What song has have you done this work with?
So the next video coming out on September 27th is for Going Out, which was our second single, I think. It's just a really fun, upbeat song. And what we did was ask friends and fans and everything to submit videos or pictures of them going out. And then we interspersed that with like some live footage and stuff. And it was just so much fun to see all the pictures. People are crazy. Yes. And what they sent in and sorting through all of them. And then, you know, putting them in the video. So it was a lot of fun for me to watch, and hopefully you guys will find it fun. There's some lots of local music celebrities in there as well, so you should watch it and see who's in there. So
yes stuff. the idea of going out is certainly interpretive to you know,
yes,
whoever's asked that question. And I love that you did not add a lot of direction. It was very open.
Yep.
And I'm glad that you brought up the point that there are some local music celebrities, because you are coming to play in Somerville and we have a strong music community here. Mm-hmm. And although I know that musicians tour all the time, you are not coming to an unknown territory. I've seen you in the Burren. I've seen you as an audience, and you have such a connection with the musical community here. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about being out of town, but then also being in town?
Well, it's funny because I'm always sort of like, we were talking about being a Gemini at some point, you and I, right? And I feel like I'm not a Gemini, but sometimes I feel musically I'm like that, because I do live in the suburbs and I've never really been like a fixtured part of the Boston music scene musically, or, you know, just personally. I live an hour away and I don't really, you know, get in. I try to see shows as much as I can. So it's always a little nerve wracking for me because I'm never sure, you know, if anyone's going to show up. So please come out and like, you know, assuage my anxiety and buy your tickets now. But I love coming in and I love getting a chance to see friends and other musicians that may not be playing that night that come out, that, you know, we typically don't get to see each other very often because we're always working. But so I love coming into town, and it's just a different vibe from where I live. I'm such a like country mouse and, you know, suburban girl. So this city is always like a new adventure for me.
And it is so exciting to have you here, and it's so important to cross-pollinate, right? So
yes,
those of us in this area have come to hear you and see you perform at the Zulu Gallery, and I can say it's not an easy trek to make. So appreciate that you're coming this direction. So excited to introduce you to some of the musicians who you have not yet met in this area, as well as friends and family. So it's really going to be an absolutely fantastic night. Looking forward to it all. And thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for coming on air. Thank you for coming into Somerville. Thank you for creating the music that you do.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, you know, to support this local scene, because we need it. And we need people like you that just love music and keep putting it out there.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, with no further ado, I'm going to end this show with one of your songs, Lullaby. Is there anything that the audience should know before I press play?
This is kind of our sleeper song. You know, I sent it out and people comment on that a whole lot. It wasn't a song I expected people really to connect with. It's a song I battled with for like 3 years and rewrote a million times, and really, really happy with the way it came out. So hopefully you enjoy it.
Yes. So I will send you all off with Lullaby by Jennifer Tefton the Strange.